I missed my train last week because I wasn't paying attention to the signs of the subways that was announcing delays in the F train because of track repairs. You got to keep your eye on signs. Today's feast of the Solemnity of the Body and Blood of Christ calls our attention to the signs of bread and wine. They're sacred signs that Jesus gave us. We can take them for granted. They point to a great mystery. Our first reading today from the book of Exodus points to the altar where Moses called the people to remember through signs the life that they'd received from God. It's a covenant moment. Moses says, God graciously gave himself to us and we're called to give ourselves to God in return. That's what we do here at our altar as we bring the signs of bread and wine. The prayers that we say during the Eucharist help us to understand these sacred signs. So in our prayer over the bread at Mass, we say, Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth, work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. The bread that we offer, the wine we offer, are signs of creation and the human efforts that are part of creation. They're signs of everything that the God of all creation gives us, of everything that comes from our hands. The word bread stands for everything. St. Augustine said in one of his commentaries on the Lord's Prayer, bread that stands for everything. The bread and the wine stand for everything. Now just think of what that means. You know, scientists say that our universe came into existence about 15 billion years ago. The bread and wine stand for the 15 billion years that our universe has been in existence. About 3.5 billion years ago, life began on our planet. So the bread and wine represent the 3.5 billion years of life on our planet. When they're brought to the altar, the whole universe is brought here. Think about that. About 200,000 years ago, human life emerged on our planet. 200,000 years of human life are represented in this bread and wine. Our lives are part of the human story represented in the bread and the wine. We believe that when Jesus sat down with his disciples at the Last Supper and took bread and wine into his hands, he took all creation, all life, all human life. He took us into his hands. This is my body. This is my blood, he said. He's God in human flesh, giving himself to us and to everything that God has made. It's a love poured out. He renews the covenant God makes with us and with creation. Of course, we can miss the signs, can't we?